Hello, hi, Mar.
Hi, Dutch. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Oh, raining here in Louisiana, but it's been a great day otherwise.
Oh, yeah, is it hot?
It's raining here.
Okay. I don't know, sometimes when it rains, it gets really, really hot. What are you up to?
Oh, I had some dinner and just supposed to be watching a movie, a Tyler Perry movie, Acrimony, right now.
Oh, I've seen that. Are you like in the very beginning of the movie or are you midway? Like, is it almost over?
It's just starting.
Oh, cool. Okay. What made you want to watch that movie? Did someone recommend it for you?
No, it just was one of the movies that was in my for the weekend, because every weekend there's something up in terms of movies that's around. So I mean, I always try to find something interesting on those levels.
Are you a
I
big
love Tyler Perry movies. I've watched every Tyler Perry movie that was ever created, from Madea's Family Reunion to every other one you could think of. Madea Go to Jail, Acrimony, Madea's Big Happy Family.
Did you watch the plays too, or did you just watch the movies?
I watched the plays too. My auntie would buy them and I'd watch them at her house.
Oh, cool. Which one do you have like a preference for the verses? Like, do you prefer his movies to his plays or the other way around?
I mean, I like the plays in the movie are not the same to me. They're not. There's so much difference.
I feel
Like
like what makes them the most different is the singing, because a lot of the plays that are out is really just a really big like way of exposing talent. So for me, that's like the biggest thing that makes the movies and the plays different from one another. But there are other factors that make them different, in my opinion.
that's true, but I mean, I look at the plays and I try to compare the play to the movie just to see like what's the difference. In fact, the singing would be one thing, and the acting is so much different. Like in the movies, you'll see that you're like you get your normal people. You'll get Madea, you'll get Bam, and most of the stuff. You don't see Hattie as much in a lot of the movies. You see Hattie in like Madea's Halloween. You've seen Hattie probably in where did I see Hattie again? That's probably the only ones I've seen her in, the Halloween version.
I think she was in Medea's funeral too. She is so hilarious to be on
She
it. Like,
is
she is
so
just that character. Like, you, she's that character that is like your auntie, and you grew up around that auntie, and then she get old, but she ain't changed. Like, that's
No,
what Hattie remind me of.
she made me think of like Bam, but like just on like a higher level of Bam, like
Yeah.
Madea, but like part Madea and part Bam. Like she
Yeah,
agreed
like
with
a
everything
combo.
that she, but she gives me on the terms of Bam almost.
Yeah, I can see that.
But Madea, she's all
That.
kinds of all that.
But you
My
know what?
favorite movie by far, if I had to pick a favorite, since I know everything about it, would be Madea Goes to Jail, because I like it where she was in this room with this little lady named Dee Dee, and she asks Dee Dee, how did you go to jail? I murdered 18 men.
Oh,
One,
yeah.
eight. Ta-da! Brownie for my brownie. Well, I cracked up for that. I cracked up like it was the tomorrow.
I was like, did
She come for
I
us. She
remember
said,
that.
"Brownie for your brownie." What you mean? No, brownie.
I
Oh my
was
God,
dying when she said that.
I cracked up. Oh my God. But most of her movies, like I seen them at my house. Like we would buy the movies, put them
Yeah.
on BET, and I'd play them. And then now that they have like YouTube movies now and BET Plus and all this other stuff, I rewatch them and they still are funny to this day.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's one
Madea's
movie. know if it's a Tyler Perry movie. I don't think it is, but it's called Death at a Funeral. And I went with
that's not a Tyler Perry movie.
That's what I was thinking. I went with my brother, and I don't know if you've ever seen Death at a Funeral, but Death at a Funeral is funny by itself, but it's so much funnier.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about where the white guy in that movie sits on top of that house and he's butt naked.
Yes, yes. It was funnier because I went with my brother, and me and my brother and my friends, we have this thing where we go to movies, and if one of us feels like it's bad, we'll heckle the movie. And he's a heckler. So he had the whole movie theater cracking the fuck up at this already funny ass movie. Like, yo, I can't take you nowhere.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I definitely agree that Medea movies, you know what, I love the moral that they have about the movies, that there's always a message in the movie, and if you're paying attention, you never miss it, even if it's not, like, completely blatant, because some of his movies, they're, like, complete blatant messages, and then some of his movies have an underlying message, and if you're not paying attention, you'll miss that. So that's what I really like about his movies, is that they always have a moral, they always have a story. And you can tell how much passion he puts into his movies.
That's true, too. But, you know, and then I just like a lot of, comedy type stuff. I think, like, Tyler Perry is those kind of movies where you sit there and, like you have to laugh. Like, you can't just sit there without laughing. Like, there ain't no part in none of the movies that you can't sit there and laugh.
I agree.
I went through the whole Madea Boo Part 1, and I laughed through the whole damn movie. Every single part, I sat in the movie theater and I laughed. I didn't think Madea was scared of some damn ghosts. But then she didn't realize that that was a frat boy that was trying to play a prank on her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I laughed through the whole movie.
My favorite play, though, and I like the play better, a little bit better than the movie, is Medea's family reunion, because she was not playing no goddamn games with that girl. She was like, I look like a bag of Skittles. I look like a bag of Skittles. That's what you said. Well, get ready to taste the rainbow. She came out there with that gun.
I liked the movie. The family reunion movie.
Oh, my goodness.
She was telling Lisa how to tell her husband. How to tell her husband Carlos how to play grit ball. And she said, you know what? You take your hot pot of grits, you boil them on the stove, then you get your nice skillet, a nice iron skillet, you throw it, and then you hit them. Mm-hmm. Oh, Carlos screamed like it was no tomorrow.
But it was even funnier watching the bloopers, because you know them grits is not really hot, and he had to play that up. But them bloopers had me dying, like, really. Seriously, though.
It's awesome to see that. And I still try to ask people that now that I know that Tyler Perry is the top male actor, who was our top female actor?
You mean in a Tyler Perry movie, or you mean period?
Period. Like, Tyler Perry is the all-time male factor, like, out of anybody that's made, like, the best movies. Who would be, like, our all-time female actor? I'd kind of say probably Taraji P. Henson, because she's made a lot of movies that I've known of.
I mean, if you're talking old school, then you have to give it to Angela Bassett, because Angela Bassett puts everything on the damn map. She could do anything. But if you're talking new school, or you're talking like midway, then I would definitely have to say Taraji P. Henson. Can't nobody really top her. But then you also got Tracee Ellis Ross and Jennifer Lewis. Like, it's just so many females that do not get the respect that they deserve as an actress. Like, yo, anything that Angela Bassett plays, she played in American Horror Story as a vampress. And I was just like, yes! She was a vampress, and then she also played in one of the other ones where she was a witch. And I was like, Angela, you better go here with your badass.
Oh, she did good. I heard about her talking
can
about
do
that.
Anything.
Movie. I heard her talking
anything.
About that.
I love
movie.
It. Yeah.
She was good on that. And then she plays good as Tina Turner.
Yeah, she did. She did a wonderful job as Tina Turner.
She did a wonderful job as Tina Turner.
And a lot of people, they give her credit, but I still feel like it's not enough people giving her credit for that role, because that's a hard-ass role to play. I mean, you know, given the situation that Tina Turner was in before she was able to turn her life around, and for you to be able to depict that on camera and on screen,
that's like, amazing.
That's just real dope.
That is amazing. That's just like you think of like, you think of like Chadwick Boseman, and he played roles like, he played movies like the James Brown's movie. He played movies like 42, where he was in Jackie Robinson, like played a Jackie Robinson. Like he played most of the Black History movies, and that's just like, oh my God, just for a man of his culture to remember all of these Black people had to go through just to be where we are today. It's just amazing how he just goes and he just remembers all of this and looks through scripts and has to remember all of this and then sits on TV and does this. Like, Chadwick was awesome when he played those movies.
And it's crazy because it's like, you know, here this Black man is, and people mostly know him as Black Panther, but he's had such a wonderful career, and I'm just now finding out about the movies that he's been in, and I wanted to watch them, so I'm gonna set myself up to like just Chadwick Boseman binge.
But like,
even babe, she was like, you know, you gotta watch this movie that he was in, and this movie, and that movie, and I'm like, I've never even known him to be in this movie, and that's crazy. Like, he was doing all of this shit while he was sick. Like, you would have never thought that he was sick. You probably, you know, look at him and be like, no, you're a little skinny. But you wouldn't think, like, damn, he really fucked up. Like, damn.
You, and we think about that with a lot of people. Like, a lot of people don't show their actual size when they're sick. They'll keep on doing things to progress, keep on moving, and then they'll be like, I ain't, like, nothing stopped me to get into, like, the highest level of potential that I can be as a person in my life.
Yeah. Who do you feel like is the best artist?
Single-wise?
Any artist. It doesn't have to be singer.
If we're talking single-wise, I would say, like, female, gospel. If we're talking single-wise, I always try to stick to gospel. The male factor for me would have to be on the terms of, like, William Murphy, or either like, if we're talking woman, we're talking like Yolanda Adams or Tamla Mann, because they're like two top people that's made the best songs in gospel history.
I would definitely agree with the Tamla Mann, but for me as a male, I've always been driven toward Kirk Franklin because he is very traditional, non-traditional. Like, he can relate to a hip-hop audience, or he can keep it strictly like Christian professional, I would say. And so that's why I'm always
I would also say Kirk Franklin, because a lot of the songs that I do, you know, out of my church mass, I do most of his songs. Now, and you know, a lot of people think that, and listen to this, I'm a Catholic, by the way, and a lot of people think that, you know, Catholic people do more traditional things. We sing out of the hymn books and all that. Baby, we don't do none of that at all. We sing actual gospel songs by actual gospel artists. One person comes to me last week and tells me, oh, so y'all sing out of hymn books and y'all sing like, no, but we do parts of the mass. We'll sing like Gloria, the Lord have mercy. Like, that stuff that's in the hymn books, that's part of the mass. But like, when it comes to the actual songs, we get down and crazy with the actual gospel songs.
I can dig it. It's nothing worse than being, because I'm like, not Christian, I was raised up in a split home Christian Buddhism. And so, you know, my aunts, they're really like more Baptist Christian. And so, you know, people think, you know, you just sitting there and, you know, you just listening to the pastor preach the word. Baby, that pastor was up there showing his whole life. His whole energy was everything.
You better believe that pastor was doing some stuff that was great.
Yes,
I passed
yes,
was doing
yes.
some things that was not great.
And I love interpretive dance. Like, I'm not really, like, big on Christianity or more of a spiritualist, but I love interpretive dance because you can really get that message across. But not just that, the fact that you're dancing that message across just says a lot about your talent and about the way that you carry yourself and the way that you carry your faith. I'm in love with the way a person carries their faith, no matter what that faith is, because that is just the most powerful thing. It's so difficult, especially now, to have any level of faith in anything.
Oh, and it is, that, because some people don't know, like, they don't know where their faith lies or who they would choose to put their faith in, but you got to always believe that I do not discriminate any of the faiths. I always have a belief of this. Love God and love him only, and love him for who he is.
And I can
respect
that. If
that's your true aspiration, and if you can keep your mind stayed on that, then there should be, like, no problems in your life.
I agree with that. I definitely appreciate when a person can respect another person's faith, irregardless of their own. Like, non-biased, believing that you have your faith and I have mine, and so long as you respect mine, I can respect yours, and so long as you can respect me, I can respect you. Because people think that, you know, religion is gives you the authority to disrespect, and it's not true. Like, you have to respect me just as much as I respect you, and please respect my faith because I'm going to respect yours. But also, you can't take me out of my character, even if you do decide not to respect my faith. You can't take me out of my character, either. Like, stop giving people your power.
I
learned
say
not to
that,
give people your power.
That's true. And I want to say that that's a very good aspect in life, because you know what? That also comes, and I'm going to be talking about that in my level of preaching tomorrow, about the biggest thing tomorrow is going to be about judgment. And I always tell people that, you know, I don't care what your faith is. I don't care how you grew up. I don't care what your background is. Is that if you feel that this is right for you and you feel that you're doing things that are going to keep you on the right track of glory, go ahead and do it. For judgment says that we live in a time of heartache, pain, trials, and tribulations, but know that do not be ashamed to keep your focus on the Lord, and do not be ashamed to say that you can't judge somebody because of where they come from. You judge them based on who they are and how they are as a person.
Absolutely.
That's how I always think of things, like, because they went to this school and because they lived in this neighborhood and because they did that, that doesn't make them who they are. What makes them who they are is the person that they are inside and how they portray themselves around the people that they are around.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if I just don't get it. Like, if they don't see that, then there's always a way to distance yourself and keep yourself away from those people. Always put yourself around someone that is, you know, kind of on the same level with you. You don't have to be 100%. But, you know, try to be 50-50.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. And you know what? I don't put what I believe in on my spouse, and my spouse doesn't put what she believes in on me. Now, we do have agreements. Like, she does what she does and I do what I do. And, you know, and I see this with my mother and her spouse, too. If we're in a table and you're Christian, for me, respecting your faith is, you know, praying with you. Even if I'm not praying, you know, to your God, I still respect that you pray to him. And if you want us to bless the food and you want us to pray, then, you know, so be it. There are times when I'm like, I'm not doing it today. Like, I have my little moments, but I do my best to respect that is what she believes in. You know what I mean? Like, if you want us to pray over this food, then fine. Don't ask me to pray over leftovers, though. I don't think.
No, I always...
You know, we joke like that.
Listen, I agree with that, too. I always pray before I eat any meal. But, like, let's just say, like, today I made baked chicken and rice dressing and some green beans or whatever, and we eating that again tomorrow. that's not something I'm gonna go sit to the table and say, you know what, hey mama, come on, we gonna come sit. Like, mama gonna come sit to the table and eat it. But then we always pray when we make the meal the first time. If it's a leftover or anything,
yeah.
No. Like, we've seen this once. God got his holy blessing on top of this meal when it was made yesterday by me, because I cook everything at home. And then, you know, you move on. Now,
absolutely.
Another big factor that I actually like, besides saying, you know, that kind of stuff, is that I kind of like the way that people date nowadays. I kind of like that we are in this kind of century where dating is just normal for some people. Now, primarily me, and I'm not going to say I discriminate anybody because of this. I'm kind of used to the traditional male and female. But mm-hmm. I don't discriminate anybody because they want to be with a man because they choose to be with a man, or with a woman because they choose to be with a woman. I always say mm-hmm. that be with someone that you feel is right for you. Be with someone that absolutely. Fits your needs. Maybe a man does. Maybe a woman fits me, but maybe a man may not fit the next person, because maybe this woman may not like a man. Maybe because there's some things that this man is doing that does not make her happy, that she says that I need to be with somebody that's just like me, a woman. Maybe mm-hmm, they can treat her mm-hmm. better. Maybe they can, you know, provide for her better. She may not have mm-hmm. kids. She maybe can adopt kids if that's what she wants, but, you know, she sees herself that way. And I mean,
yeah.
I always see my, now, and that's another thing about a lot of people. The reason why most people always stick with the traditional male and female is because they always think about the background of their family. Their family were always mom and dad together, or, you know, if they date a boy and they're a guy, their mom's not going to accept them to date a guy. But you have to realize that their parents, and I always say this to people, parents are a guidance in life. Parents are not absolutely. There to tell their children to say this, well, because you're with this guy, I'm not going to love you. No, you are my mother, and I am not going to disrespect you in any kind of way. You raised me, and you gave me the necessities and tools to go out in this world to do things that are going to be right and justly. But you are my mom. I'm going to love you. But I still feel that you should respect me, even though I choose to be with the kind of that person. And, you know, you shouldn't, you know, put me down because I don't see myself being straight. I see myself being with the, you know, the other kind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I had to deal with that, too. You know, I have an aunt. She's very, 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 you know, gritty when it comes. She's very precise when it comes to her faith. And I respect that. But you could be Christian and not show up to my wedding. Like, I don't really, it is what it is. I'm not going to change who I am because you're uncomfortable. You decided to marry a person who you felt was right for you, and I'm going to marry a person who I feel is right for me. And if that person just so happens to be a female, then guess what? Get over it. Like, it is what it is. This is who I am. You love me,
now,
right?
Also, another
okay.
thing that's wrong.
Like,
with
that's
that,
all that really matters. That, so long as you love me, and as long as you accept me as your, you know, relative, everything else that you feel like is irrelevant to me. I am who I am. I'm gonna do what I do. I love the person that I'm with because they love me for who I am, and they accept me for who I am, and they don't treat me like shit. So, yeah, I'm gonna be with this person.
And another thing that comes with that, you know, a bigger thing that comes with that is that I always say acceptance. You know, if you accept that this person is for you, y'all are fitting in the right terms, who cares? Because we're in this day and age where, you know, it's not any more traditional. Now, you may see people get like traditional, man, but like a lot of friends that I have and a lot of people that I've been around, they don't do traditional marriages anymore. They don't do traditional nope. male and female. I've actually experienced a gay wedding with women. I've actually seen transgenders who actually want to get together and marry each other. Like,
yeah.
That's normal nowadays, because people feel that they are trying to see that inside of them, they are understanding who they are and who they want to be, and who they choose to be with is because that's who they feel that's for them, that's going to respect them, that's going to be on the same level with them, and that fits all of their needs. And for someone to down them and for someone to down them and put them into, you know, hurt, I'm going to say this. I will love you forever, but I will also remember that you've raised me to be who I wanted to be, and now I've chosen to be who I feel is best for me. Thank you for your acceptance, but it's for you to either accept that or move on and go on with your life.
This has always been my perspective, right? You consider yourself not you as in you, but you as in a general term. You consider yourself to be a Christian, right? And you read the Bible, because I've read the Bible. I've read the Bible, I've read the Quran. And you know, I've read Buddhist teachings. You consider yourself to be a Christian. You always spewing about how, you know, judge ye not, be judged, or something like this, right? I know I'm saying it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, don't judge others, which was the point. And then you turn around and you go, a man should not lay with a woman. I mean, a man should not lay with man the way he lays with woman. But don't you always tell me, don't judge? So you judging me. You know what I mean? If you're telling me that God made me in his image, what makes you think he ain't make me gay? Like, well, Hold on.
It wouldn't mean that he made you that way. It means that person or anybody.
Hold on, just a second, Mar. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. What'd you say, Pop-Pop? Yeah, I'm gonna get to it. I just got back not too long ago. Yes, I understand. It's gonna get washed. Don't worry. It's gonna get washed. My grandfather is the worst. But it's gonna get washed though. Anyways, I'm sorry, y'all. Just my grandfather's a nitpick. He knows my grandmother's gonna pass, but I'm gonna do what I want when I feel like it. Anyways.
Continuing, like I said, you know, I was just saying, like, you know, because, you know, people choose to be with who they want to be with, you know. I would say being judgmental is a big thing. Before he irks you.
Yes, like, what is that? Like, really? I'm listening, though. I'm listening.
Oh, but I kind of say, I'm happy that you choose to be who we want to be with. I mean, no one should, you know, deny you because of that.
Yeah. Right. I got it. Thank you. Yeah, sure. Right. Really? I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm going to put myself on
mute because I'm going to run the water. And as long as you feel that you're confident with yourself and that person, there is no other way that they should be denying you because of that person.
Absolutely, I definitely agree with that. I feel now, like, love who you love and let the person love who they want to love.
Now, have I always thought about that because I am a Catholic person, because I thought of that stuff? Yeah, I've always thought about how would it be if I ever dated a transgender? How would it be if I ever dated a god? It would be, you know, scary, but, you know, if I feel that it's for me, I'll go ahead. I'll put myself on transgender all day.
I feel like love is just universal, period, and it is what it is, and you're going to love who you love. You connect with that person and they treat you right, then that's all that really matters. Everything else, people going to talk whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're irritated. They're going to have a conversation. They're going to have something to say. So why not live the life that you want to live? And if that makes you happy, then why be miserable for the next person?
True. And like I always told myself, like I've always thought about traditional women. But like, you know what? I'm now at a point to tell myself, you know what? A woman's not making me happy. So I've always just been trying to go outside of the box and
You know, I kind of tell people, and people ask me, why a transgender? Well, I get the best of two parts. I get the woman's perspective, and I also get the man's perspective. To me, I like it both. You get the top half of a woman, and you get the bottom half of a man, even though they're still a guy. It's just that a full woman is not for me. They're not making me. They just do dumb stuff.
Right.
And a transgender, I can understand them. They'll be like, but you've never been in my shoes. You've never been where I've been. I mean, right. I understand that, but I've been learning so much about the transgender. It's so awesome. Transgenders, like, you have to listen to these people. They're so awesome.
I have friends who, I have friends who are transgender, so because I live the life, so I'm exposed to that kind of stuff. And I treat them the same way I treat anybody else, really. I mean, they're people, you know?
Transgenders are so...
in any other way, they're people like everybody
they're
else.
They're awesome, like... they are so awesome. Like, they're not like this actual person that... Like, what's the part of that? People are scared because, you know, when they're going to get intimate with each other, you know, that's going to be scary because you're not primarily seeing a woman. You're really seeing, you know, I see me and I see me as them. Because I'm a guy and I see me as them. But that's not a problem because, you know what? I see myself with that kind of person. Like, they have the passion. They're smart. They're beautiful. And they're just, they have a sense that I can connect with. On a spiritual level, like I can connect.
Absolutely.
And the biggest thing that I see that like around and what they get tore down the most, they get beaten, they get hurt, they get disrespected because they don't just come out and tell the person when they're getting to know the person that you know what I was born. Me, I'm training of. Man to woman. I don't kind of like woman to man. I kind of like the man to woman transitioning when it comes to transgenders. But it's hard for some people because they want to start a big growth with somebody because they get mad when somebody come out and say, okay, I was born a woman and now I'm transitioning into this person. But you didn't care to ask that person. You didn't care to get to know that about them and that's why they didn't care to tell you.
It can be very scary being a trans person, very variety, really, because trans people get beat up, they get killed, they get hung, like, they don't get any level of respect, not even from their own community, so it's hard. It's like, damn, I can't even really date for real like I really, truly want to, because I can't hardly be my goddamn self, so... I feel for them, and, you know, I empathize with them, because I feel like, damn, we as lesbians, we went through that shit, and you know, people beat us up. Oh, why you wearing men's clothes? And why you doing this? And why you doing that? You trying to be a man? Man supposed to be with woman. Woman supposed to be with man. Like that's the era that we came up in. So I get
acceptance.
It. Like, damn, it's hard.
Acceptance is the biggest
it's hard
problem. Acceptance, and the problem is that when they want to come out and tell them, "Oh, I'm a." Man and be like, I don't like a man, but check that person. You didn't care to ask this person, where have you been? Like, I've actually seen this thing where this guy, you know, comes tell somebody that he met this woman. He was online searching for this lady. Comes out, that's a transgender. Now here's how smart this one is. I liked it. This one, he knew. All about her videos. Had a video of this woman who was like eating ice cream, but like sexy type of corn on her body. And then she started having handcuffs and started saying, "Look what the kind of stuff we can do." Now, what made me happy was that because she was transgender and she came out and she came in front of this guy and told this guy that I was transgender. This guy came in front of this person and told him that I don't care who you are. I like you for who you are. And I feel that if you want to get married someday, we can get married. But for right now, we go date.
I'm going to be with you. I'm going to course with you. I'm going to do things with you. And this guy said, you know, I don't care who you are. I knew you were a transgender because I could expect, like he expected from the voice, you know, from her tone. And I said that I don't care who the hell you are. I see myself with you. And she was happy. And you know, because that person is what they are, and that's another big thing, you're going to respect them as who they are. You're going to respect them as a trans woman.
Yeah, you got to acknowledge them the way that they see themselves. You can't disrespect the way that they, you know, identify themselves. Mara, are you still there? Uh-oh, did it disconnect you?
I'm a guy, not because of my family. Oh, will say, oh, how do y'all this, how do y'all that? So what? But that's who I choose to be with. Like, you know, if women are not making me happy, if women are not, like, giving me the necessities that I need, then I should try want other part of the earth for the necessities of that. And some gender people don't have the knowledge. I'm learning a lot about it. I know some kind of people like that. They actually think that, you know, you're going to learn this. And you know what? I can see you being with that kind of person. I hope you find one someday.
I tell people all the time, you don't have to be accepted by nobody but you, because self-love is the most important thing and it's going to keep you the strongest, and you're not going to care about what anybody feels or thinks about you. And it took me a very long time. Actually, it took my fiance for me to realize that for myself. So now that I'm at where I'm at, can't nobody tell me anything. You can't tell me nothing. I know who I am. Yeah, and I know who I can be around that will accept me.
You know, it's been taking me time to learn a lot of this too. And one of my friends was telling me that they feel that I'm taking a path of, how they say, the loneliness of life. I said, you know what? I know that I'm going down on the loneliness of myself, but I'm bettering myself, put it like that. I'm bettering myself to choose the kind of person that is for me and that fits my needs. And, you know, you can accept that and be my friend, or we can just not talk anymore. And that's fine with me too.
Just like they say, what's for me is for me, and what's for you is for you, and God is going to bless me one way or the other.
Yep, I was told, and you know, maybe I have to go do some more soul searching, but who knows? I may find the right one. I mean, and the only theory about that, and he was asking me also, like, do you watch videos of that? Do you watch videos of transgenders and people having sex with transgenders? I'm like, yeah, I get into all of that stuff because it makes me think, like, they are people too. They are humans too. And they are who I see myself with. Mm-hmm. Not because of their voice, not because of their accent. It's just because how they carry themselves as people. They are mature and respect themselves. Just like any individual.
And they know who they are. They know exactly who they are. And the consequences that come with their lifestyle.
Right, and they accept to be who they are, and they identify as who they are. And if they don't like that, then, you know, like I tell myself, huh? I know that some people are not going to accept that, but, you know, that's because. Oh, what?
You can sit right there, you
want to
talk.
But, yeah. How is it? Well, after morning.
I ain't see the whole thing. I'm on the
bed. Oh, you just had to stop?
I was sleeping.
I was sleeping.
Well, yeah, so I was telling you with Ben on. I thought after morning had been on, but just finished all of it. But, yeah. Back to, Come on, let me get one of them again. Wash all the day.
Oh, but back to my point. I'm sorry, but you know, I'm gonna keep on doing some soul searching and see where it goes.
Yeah, nothing wrong with soul searching. Even when you know yourself, you can always soul search. That's gonna be something that's always gonna help you grow. Even the confidence that I have now, I do soul searching too. People be like, "Oh, but you're so confident, and you know."
It's not almost 9 o'clock. It's almost 9 o'clock.
It is almost 9 o'clock here. I don't know about your time zone, but
oh no, it's almost 8 o'clock here. It's an hour from where I am.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not talking even about when you state.
Know your, even when you know yourself, you.
I'm not gossiping, Mom. I know I'm good. Oh, but yeah, I'm gonna continue to do some soul searching and see who I can find, because I've been trying to get myself into a dating relationship, but just a lot of people are either in relationships or they are, you know, married.
Well, for me, my biggest issue when it came to dating before I got engaged was always, you know, people who, they always have a level of sexual attraction, which is real base to me. Like, after a certain age, you just be like, I'm not really interested in sex. Like, I want to mate. You know what I mean? So, after a while, it's just like, all right, well, I'm just going to you know, focus on me and take care of my personal growth and, you know, stop looking. And then I did that and boom, there she was, you know, just in the wind, just out there, just, you know, doing her thing. And she saw me and I saw her, and after a while we connected and, you know, now we're engaged. So I stopped looking. Shit. I was like, I'm done. I can't. I got to think about me now.
Oh, and
when you do that, I can't tell you how many people I've heard it from. You need to stop looking. You need to stop looking. You need to stop looking. And I'm like, I'm not really looking, but like, I'm not looking.
Wasn't
so...
into it at first. I had to get her there.
Yes, she definitely did. She had to get me there. She fought tooth and nail. She was never going to give up on me. Like, she was like, bitch, I'm here, and this is what it is, and we're going to do what we do. And I was just like, yeah, all right, whatever. But after a while, I was like, okay, let me just give this one more chance. And I still, to this day, am so thankful that I did give it a chance, because if I didn't, I would have missed out on my blessing. Sometimes you block your own blessings.
Yeah, that's so true.
I would have straight blocked my blessing, and I would have still been right where I was at before I met her, miserable and broken. And she was like, I see this broken baby bird, and I'm going to heal her. I'm going to help her find a way to heal, because I'm not giving up. I'm just not going to give up on her. And she was the only one who's never given up on me. And I'm just so thankful. I am. When you have
hopefully
that,
I'll be like that for me. Hopefully that'll be like that for me.
I'm telling you, when you focus on your personal growth, people can see that. Women and men can see that. When you focus on your personal growth and your mind is like one track mind, like I ain't thinking about nothing else. I'm just going to personally grow. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to get this goal done, that goal done. I was in my element. I was moving. I was, you know, taking care of me, and I had, you know, been going through all kinds of financial bullshit, and I finally was just like, I'm just going to pray on it, and whatever happens, happens, and I'm going to focus on me and take care of myself and do what I have to do. Took me a very long time to heal. Took some of our relationship for me to heal still, because I was just like, you know what, I give up. But I'm telling you, when you focus on yourself and you doing for yourself and you are growing, people recognize that. But you also have to be careful, because not just the people that are looking at you with perspective and intention to do good, people who are having ill intent are looking at you too, and they trying to bring you the fuck back down to where you was already at. So you have to be careful of those people and protect your energy to the fullest, because you can end up in a really fucked up situation if you're not careful about the person you're dealing with. It can be really, really difficult to come back from that, please. It was real hard for me to come back from that, please, because I don't give up easy, but when I'm down, I am down and I am out, and I can't function. So I'm glad that I'm back from that place and I'm whole now and that I've healed and I've been able to deal with my demons. It has been such a blessing. It has been such a growth within. I have gone so far and I got so much further to go, though. Like, man, I can't wait to just do what I need to do. Like, yes, I'm just looking forward to like every opportunity now. I'm just That's like, awesome. What? Is that an opportunity?
Very awesome.
Open it. Open the door. Hurry up.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm so much and I'm so happy to be with her.
Oh, baby. Stop that. You're going to make me blush.
She seems amazing.
She is really amazing. She really was there for me when I was just like, you get to that place, boys, it's hard to come out because you get comfortable there and that's what you're familiar with. But when you come out of that ill space and you come out of that darkness and you blossom, oh, it just makes you want to praise.
She seems awesome.
Yeah, she is.
There she goes.
You gotta have faith. Always.
See? There she go. Feature that word.
She said stuff that I would say to my people every Sunday.
Absolutely. I tell you that's what happens when you grow up in a split home and it's mostly Christian. And it's more so Christian based, you learn a hell of a lot. If you can just take the meat and throw away the bones of the message, and you receive that message like you're supposed to. Because there have been times when, even when I wasn't a Christian, I, you know, went to church and I received that message. I'm like, damn, he's
talking
to me.
Positivity is the key to great things in life and blessings that come your way.
Absolutely. If you change your mindset, and I had to realize too, like my mother taught me this, stop saying I think. Just start claiming it. Stop saying I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe. Just start claiming it. And I started doing it. And when you just start claiming things, they just fall flat out towards you. Just bless you, like your life force or your God of any variety that you believe in, they bless you because you claiming that blessing already. You see what I'm saying? It's already there. You just have to reach out, grab that motherfucker, and keep hold of it. Just hold on to it, man. Just claim it. Claim it. When you claim it, it is yours. It is yours. And nothing that you not supposed to have is not going to be there. Whatever's for you is for you. No matter who you believe it comes from.
That's so true and so real.
I love it. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, my favorite TV show, if I had a favorite, would have to be Martin.
Really? What was it about Martin that you loved the most?
I just like that you know, he's a man. And he knows, but he just does so much, too. Like, you know, you always got to tell Pam, like she looked like this and looked like that. And I always think to myself, dude, what you look like, Martin? Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself what the hell you look like. I'm gonna tell somebody what they look like. You look like a cocker spaniel standing right there, small as hell. I don't like people clowning somebody. Like, they tell you, oh, you look like a cocker spaniel. Bring your ass to the damn mirror and ask yourself what the hell you look like. I'm gonna tell somebody what they look like.
That is hilarious. I've never heard anybody say that that's why they like it. Well, for me, my favorite TV show is definitely SVU. I love Law and Order Special Victims Unit, but I like Criminal Intent too. Like, I like all of the Law and Orders, the original one, the Criminal Intent. But SVU is self-identifiable, so I relate to that the most, and I watch it the most. But I just love, like, Tutuola and Finn. Like, they're just awesome. Like, their characters are awesome. The way that they portray their characters are awesome. So I love them. I love that show.
And then I also get into a lot of, like, talk shows. So I like to talk with the ladies. I enjoy them because they do talk about real life stuff that goes on in everyday life. I do like Rachel Ray. You know, she is inspiring to me. She can cook for everything,
food.
But can't take to save a damn thing.
Her 5-minute meals are life. Like, they're just
she
always
can cook
awesome,
for everything,
like,
but she can't bake to save a damn thing.
She can't what?
She can't bake to save her life.
No, she really can't. She definitely can't. I've seen
but she
her
can
try.
Cook. She, you know what's her favorite thing? Her favorite thing is everything with pasta.
Yes, I try so hard to stay away from pasta. I do, like, I'm a big fish eater, but that pasta.
But a lot of
trouble.
Things I've seen her make is pasta. A lot of starchy starch.
Yeah, just like Paula Deen, she used too much butter. Like, listen, why don't you just eat the butter? You don't even need to put it in nothing else because you don't put it in everything. And she be putting big old wads of butter in it. Like, you just put a whole stick of butter in that. Like, ugh. No. But you know what I like? That's a cooking show, Carnival Eats. I be wanting to go to these carnivals and just eat the food that they, you know, show on the TV show because I'm like, that looks so good. They be having, like, you know, churros that are like, s'mores, and they have like all these crazy ass types of food. Like, I want to try that. So I like that too. I like Carnival Eats, and I like Good Eats because Good Eats is educational. They tell you the history of the food instead of just how to make it. Let me tell you, he tells you different ways on how to make it. He's doing he's actually doing a segue where he's doing the Reloaded, which means he's taking his old episodes and he's picking the part, certain stuff that, you know, he's changed in the way he makes the food and the education and cutting stuff short because it was too long. So I love those shows too.
I mean, that's stuff I get into too because I am everything food. I don't do anything in my house but cook.
Like Cake Wars, Cupcake Wars, Sugar Rush, anything that is competition and just fun.
And it's funny that she says that because she don't eat a lot of sweets. Like, she's like real big on fruit right now. Like, that's her thing right now is fruit. And she don't eat. You would think that the way that she watches Cupcake Wars, she'd be eating a cupcake every day, but she don't. She just likes the show.
So she must like stuff like Chopped. She must stuff like those kind of shows, Chopped.
Yeah.
Or like she must like stuff like, you know, Cake Boss.
She loves Cake Boss. But we were watching this one episode together. She lives in New York and I live in Philly. So, you know, we have a long distance relationship, but we'll be fixing that soon. But she was watching Cake Boss. We were watching Cake Boss. She was watching it on her TV. I was watching it on mine. And she gonna say, I don't like this episode because why are they trying to say that she has said yes to this guy? She didn't say yes. It was never recorded that she said yes on the show. I'm like, babe, he proposed to her. Of course she said yes. She may not have said it on camera, but she's wearing the ring. Hello. She said yes. No, she didn't say yes. I didn't see her say yes. I was like, oh, Lord. Stop it. But yeah, she does love Cake Boss. We gotta go there one day when I come back to New York, babe. Because I definitely
she ain't say yes. They talk about, she said yes. I didn't hear her say yes.
See? Won't let it go. But yeah, we gotta go there, babe. I wanna go there when I come back to New York. Because it's a couple of places in New York that have like really great food. It just is amazing. Man, I love New York food. I do. Even their halal food is better than, you know, where I live. It's, I think, like,
it's called City Charms, if I'm not, no. That's a Carlos Baker, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to find it. I'm going to look it up so we can go, because I want to go. We, this is what we do. Like,
it's
upstate,
though. It's on, I forgot the, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to find it. Don't even worry about it. We'll find it. Yeah, but, you know, when I watch these TV shows, like, we've gone to places where, you know, I've seen it on the TV show, and then we go to the place, and it's just really not impressed. It's not impressive. Like, just, I was not impressed. Like, we went to Tipsy Scoop in New York, and I was just like, this is it. Like, that's it. Where's the rest of the alcohol? So, you got to be careful with, like, some of the touristy stuff that they feature on TV, because it's really not as good as they tried to make it seem on the TV show. So I you know, I actually follow up, because I'm like, no, yeah, okay, you saying that on TV, but let's see what it really is, because I don't believe it's really that good.
a lot of stuff that's on TV, I cook that stuff at home now and learning all this stuff in school. It's so much not the same.
Yeah.
It's similar,
Diners, and Dives. Like, I've seen things on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That's where I found out about, you know, Tipsy Scoop. And I went there, and I was like, this is it. So, but that doesn't stop me from wanting to try them, because I'm like, listen, I love food. Bring it on. You think you got the best pizza? Try me out. Test my taste buds, and let's see. That's how I feel.
Yep, you gotta eat. Humans have to eat, so they had better want to like food.
Yeah. But I like to cook at home too on occasion. I don't like to do it all the time, but I love to like cook like crab legs and stuff.
Every single day that I get a chance to cook, I cook.
What foods have you been aspired to cook?
I like to cook and try new things. Like, I cook almost everything, anything, and, you know.
She's just like me.
She does.
She's just like
me. She does. She won't try zoodles, though.
I've actually had dishes like carbonara, which is a pasta dish with bacon, heavy cream, cheese, cilantro you can add on top of there. I've had that. I actually made this dish a few weeks ago. Apricot. What was it? It was apricot chicken, I think it was. Baked chicken. Oh my God. It was so good. Swear to God that it was so good.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've actually made stuff from scratch as well. And if you don't have the right equipment, it could be a little bit more challenging. But there's this woman on YouTube. Her name is Cook Like a Jamaican. And she makes the meanest steak stir fry. And I follow her recipe to a T every time. And it comes out so good every single time I cook it.
That's what I do with most people's recipes.
I made beef stew, and that came out so good. I was like, I have got to get that. They have this machine that you can, like, blend and mash the food. It's an electronic thing, and it's, like, singular hand material, and you just put that in there.
I know what you're talking about. It's like almost like a pulser, but it's one-handed.
Yes, it's the pulser thing, and I had to get one of those because I want to make lobster bisque again from scratch, because it's nothing like when you buy it at the store. Like, when you make lobster bisque from scratch, oh, it is just such heaven. It's like, why am I buying this at the store ever? But it's easier to buy it at the store than it is to make it. That's why people buy it at the store. But there is nothing better than homemade lobster bisque. Babe, I got to make that for you when I get the pulser, because you're just going to fall in love all over again. This is so good.
Oh, I see it. I see one on here. It's an immersion blender, or you can say a hand mixer.
Yeah, hand mixer, yep. And when you make lobster bisque from fresh, when you make beef stew from scratch, Like, any from scratch food is always the best food. Like, for a while, I was very, very timid to make cornbread because, you know, they had.
Is it like brisket? Because I've never heard of that.
Brisket is tough.
Brisket is brisket. Thinner than beef stew. Beef stew is cubed. The beef is cubed rather than thin layered. Like brisket. Brisket is thin layered, depending on, you know, how you're eating it. But beef stew is a little bit, it's thicker. It's more cubed shape.
And brisket can be very chewy and tough if you don't cook it long enough.
Yeah.
You said lobster bisque, so I thought it was like brisket.
No. Lobster bisque is it's literally soup. It's a creamy soup, and it's got lobster pieces in it. Like, you use imitation lobster meat, but I wouldn't recommend it.
It's not like the real deal.
It's so much better. If I was to cook crab legs, or if I was to cook a lobster and make you crab leg or lobster soup, you'd be like, yeah, I can eat this all the time, but I don't know because it's like a soup,
and you can add like heavy cream in there, but you have to make like a nice bechamel sauce at the bottom first.
Whoa, not a lobster. God damn.
Yes, lobster. Love it. I love it. I love lobster. I do. I love lobster and I love seafood. Like, I can eat. I prefer not to have to eat shrimp because I do like shrimp, but I don't like it as much as I like lobster and I like crab legs. Like, if I'm going to get crab legs, though, it has to be Alaskan. Like, if you like body crabs, fine, so be it. To me, that's too much work. I'm not doing all that. Like, give me the lobster and give me the crab legs, Alaskan, especially if they're sweet. Oh, I love it. I do. And I made lobster bisque from scratch, and I was
shrimp
like,
and lobster is basically the same meat, though. I feel like lobster tastes more like the ocean still when you eat. Even if you got the fucking butter and the seasoning, it still got that ocean taste to them.
It really depends on where you buying your lobster from, because it depends on whether or not you cook it or the person that, you know, if you buy it. Because if you buy it, it's a lot tougher because they probably aren't, you know, being as genuine with their food as you are. When you cooking it at home, it is so delicate.
Red lobster,
beautiful.
Tastes like dookie.
I ain't been to Red Lobster.
You know what? I have not been to Red Lobster in quite a long time. And the reason that I stopped going is because even though they have their seafood specials, their seafood is not seasoned enough for me. Like,
clams, mussel, oysters, lobster, crab legs. I mean, give me the whole seafood broil. I love everything. I mean, I ate octopus, but I'm not too keen on that. I don't like sushi.
I like squid,
don't eat raw fish, so, you know.
I love sushi. I can eat eel sushi all day. Give me unagi.
I like sushi, too.
The dragon roll. Give me all of that. I love it.
I like sushi, too.
I don't like the tuna. I don't like the tuna because I don't like the way that the tuna, it just tastes like raw, like you just bit off a piece of tuna, like, ew. But I can eat eel. I can eat eel all day long.
I can eat a shrimp roll, a crab roll, all of that.
Yes. I don't like the crab roll with the cream cheese in it, though. Don't give me that, because then it's just, the textures to me don't match with the roll that has the cream cheese in it. Yeah. Like, I can't eat that. But give me a dragon roll, spicy dragon roll with the little fish eggs on the top. I love it. I'll eat it all up.
Now, I would like to have a spicy tuna ball, and that's really good.
You know what? I like the rice ball, because the rice, like, I know a person who actually makes rice balls, and they are just so delicious. I love sticky rice. I love the sticky rice. Just give me the sticky rice. Don't even have to give me sushi.
I like the sticky rice, so I can eat that with ramen noodles or something. Like, make a ramen noodle stir fry.
Yes, yes, yes. I gotta make me a stir fry too. I haven't made one in a while now. I try to stay, you know, away from like steak and stuff like that, because it doesn't always process well in my system, but I will tear it up.
No, we eat a lot of that stuff. We eat a lot of beef products. We eat a lot of chicken. I eat the seafood here. I cook fish. I like, when it comes to fish, I like catfish, tilapia, and salmon.
I love salmon. Especially sockeye salmon. I love salmon. Like, just blackened salmon. Salmon. I could take some sockeye salmon and blacken it and make it so beautiful.
Steak stir fry and shrimp stir fry.
Yes, yes.
Shrimp stir fry, but not steak stir fry.
You know what I look like, though, about food is tacos, because you can make fish tacos, you can make shrimp tacos, you can make beef tacos, you can make turkey tacos. Like, you don't have to stick in pizza, too, but I'm trying not to, like, venture off too far with the pizza. Like, if I'm gonna make a pineapple pizza, I'll make a pineapple pizza. But I don't like chicken pizza, because it just, if, I guess if you make it, it would be different, but if you buy it, it just makes my stomach hurt. Like, ugh, I can't. But homemade food is always the best. Even, like, I went to Cracker Barrel today, you know, for brunch, and I was just thinking to myself, this would be so much better if I just cooked it at home. It was good.
And but, I heard that you gotta stay away from the salmon and the tilapia. My mom told me something about it, but she haven't sent me the info yet. She said, just stick with the fillet and other fish. Yesterday I made some red snapper. She told me a recipe with it, so, and today I'm making fried whiting and shrimp.
That's my phone. That's my phone.
So, like I said before, Ben, I don't know. Like, for me, I feel like if you buy your food products from a good store or a good fish market, then I don't think that you have anything to worry about. But you do have to be careful with any food that you eat, really, because you don't know where it came from, for real, for real. But when I buy salmon, I go right to Whole Foods and get the peck of sockeye salmon and eat that, like, because it's fresh food. It's fresh, and they make sure
right,
that
they you have to know what really your products are before
care
you buy
of your food. Mm-hmm.
You have to know what you're eating, and you have to know if it's good for you, and because you're consuming that.
And it's just as simple as looking at the ingredients. Like, I prefer to eat the chicken wings that I can get from around the corner from my house. There's a co-op around the corner from my house. And I prefer their chicken over, like, if I was to go to, like, Save-A-Lot or, like, Aldi's or something like that. Because their fish, I mean, their chicken is a lot fresher because they use regular ingredients to keep the chicken fresh. So, it just really depends on what's inside the packaging product, really. So long as they take care of the fish and clean the fish.
And how it's distributed to all these places before it gets to a grocery store.
Yep, yep. Just got to make sure it's going to the right place. It was a pleasure speaking with you too, Ma. I did follow you. Follow me back, okay?
I did follow you.
All righty.
Oh, I'm going to hop off for a little
minute. I'm going to hop off for a little minute because I'm hungry. Oh, just talking about food makes me want my chicken and dumplings.
I had dinner. So, I mean, this food already had me eating. I ate my dinner already.
I know, that's right. You have a good night, Mark.
You too.